WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Melissa Kay. Congressman Tom Tiffany is officially running for the Republican nomination for governor. He had a launch party in central Wisconsin on Wednesday. Civic Media's Isabella Nieto has more.
Tiffany announced his bid for the top state seat on Tuesday and launched his campaign Wednesday night at the Peterson Barn in Wausau. Tiffany, who currently represents Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, pledged to serve out his term in Congress, but says he's ready for a new chapter.
I have a record of results. I have the common sense values that we all share. And I will give you the leadership you deserve.
In his speech, Tiffany spoke about his upbringing on a dairy farm, saying it taught him the value of hard work and budgeting.
And there are no excuses on the farm. You pick up a shovel, you pick up the pitchfork, and you go to work.
He criticized Governor Tony Evers and Democratic leadership in Madison, saying the Wisconsin dream is, quote, slipping away. Tiffany laid out key priorities if elected governor, including cutting taxes, expanding school choice, supporting law enforcement, and restoring what he calls Wisconsin values. He also promised to freeze property taxes and eliminate what he called Evers' 400-year tax increase.
It's dead, day one. Then day one, it's gone.
For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
In the GOP primary, Tiffany faces Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Milwaukee businessman Bill Berrien, who pulled out of a planned appearance at the Manitowoc County Republican picnic last night. That's after reports surfaced that his social media account followed explicit content. Some Republicans are now calling for him to step aside. Congressman Tony Weed of Ashwaubenon endorsed Tiffany's bid yesterday. For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Shali Pittman.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Pack prepares for Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Green Bay's Tucker Kraft says he's doing better after suffering a knee injury last week in practice. The tight end says, give me the ball.
I'm going to run each route on the field like I'm going to catch the football, and I'm going to block each play like I'm at the point of attack. You know, I believe that I offer a different kind of consistent explosiveness whenever I get the ball in my hands. So that's always just, you know, my argument is what happens when 85 touches the football. You breaking tackles, is he getting in the end zone? That's just my brand.
Baseball tonight at AmFam Field as the Brewers wind down the regular season against the Cincinnati Reds. The magic number for the crew, down to one. Owner Mark Antanasio.
You know, we keep knocking on the door here, and I think getting a bye is really helpful because we get just a little healthier. Look, we'll see starting October 4th, right?
That's the Brewers' Mark Antanasio with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine for Saturday, a high near 80. And more sun on Sunday, highs to the upper 70s. Staying dry next week, we'll see temps even warm into the 80s. It's 67 right now.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them. which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
She's a broadcasting legend in Wisconsin, and we're lucky enough to have her here at Civic Media. We start our new segment. Jane Matinere joins us for Matinere Mondays. Next time, join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
They wish to break the entire thing. That is the objective. It isn't about efficiency. It's about breaking it. And it's about breaking it for what end?
Now, the Maggie Dawn Show continues.
Gerrymandering is bad for everybody.
From Congress and courts to burgers and baseball.
I'm grossly discouraged, and I have given up on any justice in our system. It doesn't exist anymore.
Once again, here's lawyer and economist Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody, and welcome back. If you're rejoining us, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a great guest for us this afternoon. We're going to be talking about an incredibly important program to support veterans here in the state of Wisconsin. Before we get to that, a bit more of breaking news this afternoon. If you haven't heard it already, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has ordered hundreds of the U.S. military's generals and admirals to gather on short notice and without a stated reason at a Marine Corps base in Virginia next week, sowing confusion and alarm after the Trump administration's firing of numerous senior leaders this year. They don't even know where they're going to house these folks. It's not like a general comes by himself or herself. It's the general, a few of their right and left hand men and women, plus their attachés, their assistants. I mean, we're talking over 1,000 plus people. They don't even know where they're going to be housed. It's sort of insane, if you really want to know my opinion about it. Here's what the order stated. Quote, all general officers and command grade 07 through 010 and their general officer senior enlisted advisors are directed to attend within operational constraints. Again, here's the point. Each commander typically travels with his senior enlisted advisor and a few lower ranking military aides, meaning the total group of people traveling for the summit could seemingly exceed 1,000. Here is the other thing about this. You think there might be a small security concern if you're putting all of your top generals in one known location for a big meeting? I don't know. Maybe something to be worried about. A lot of folks are expressing deep concerns about what this means. I've heard reports that people are concerned about additional mass firings, as well as the idea, unconfirmed reports, that there may be discussion of initiating martial law if indeed the federal government shuts down because Donald Trump and the MAGA regime in Washington, D.C. refuse to meet with Democrats whose sole demand to fund the government is that they simply put back the tax credits and the subsidies for the Affordable Care Act, you know, so millions of Americans don't lose their health care. And they won't even talk to us. So we've got that going on. Again, we'll keep you updated here at Civic Media. It is also, of course, Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold multi-state tax to win contest. It's been going on all this week. It'll go on next week. Each day you can win up to $200 in cash as well as gold jewelry. And of course, there's one big grand prize, 2 club level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota on November 23rd at noon, plus a gas card to get you there and back, a $1,500 value value. All you have to do to get entered to win is text in the word that I'm about to give you via the Civic Media app. Don't do it the old-fashioned way. Go get the Civic Media app from wherever you get your apps from. It is free. And then text in this word right now. Get it in before the 6 o'clock hour hits. Bank. B-A-N-K, bank, as in Civic Media wants to give you bank in our multi-state text-to-win contest. Good luck to everyone. With that, it is my privilege to introduce all of you to my next guest, State Senator Jeff Smith, representing the Fighting District 31 since 2019, serving Chippewa, Eau Claire, and Trempealeau counties. We're here to talk about the Wisconsin Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Senator, I've had guests on before discussing this with me. It looked like there was a glimmer of hope after Republicans refused to greenlight less than $2 million in funding in the state biennium budget. Where do matters stand right now, Senator?
Well, let's be honest here. These facilities in Green Bay and Eau Claire, I mean Chippewa Falls, are empty. It's too late. They've let this go too long. The responsible VA workers there made sure that the veterans that were there have moved on to other places where they could help be housed and hopefully actually get some help with their recovery. But it's still not the same as what they were getting.
Yeah, it is. It is shameful. Again, folks, to understand what has happened here, Republicans blocked the funding for this. Governor Evers put the funding in his biennial budget. It is less than $2 million, which sounds and is a lot for regular people, but in the context of the state budgets, is but a drop in the bucket. Republicans blocked funding for this during the budget process. And now Democrats have proposed a clean bill that would provide this funding. Republicans have an alternative bill, but it's loaded down with a bunch of other Republican priorities, so it's dead in the water. Senator, I don't understand. What are your Republican colleagues? What is their excuse for not supporting a clean bill that was proposed by Democrats? I just don't understand.
I don't understand either, Maggie. You know, for on the floor at the budget, we did propose an amendment as well that included that. They all voted against that. Yeah. So then we chose to go the route of just a clean bill with just this $1.9 million that would at least kept this these facilities going for another year. And that has been ignored. We can't get a hearing. We can't get anything out of the Republicans. And then, of course, Senator Jacques submitted this other bill that had a couple of other what we might call poison pills to the Republicans. I mean, I'd be happy to get all three things done that are in his bill, but the Republicans are not interested at all. So why we can't just, and like, you know, you said it, Maggie, out of a $100 billion budget, $1.9 million is a drop in the bucket.
This is one of the things that just boggles my mind. Folks, if you're just joining us, I've got as a special guest this half hour, State Senator Jeff Smith of Senate District 31. We're talking about the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. As of September 30th, in 4 days, the leases will officially end. The last resident left about 2 weeks ago. These facilities are empty. These are homes that help house unhoused veterans in the Fox Valley region. There was one in Chippewa Falls and another in Green Bay. Those officially closed on September 12th. I'm reading reports that Wisconsin has approximately 350 to 400 homeless veterans. These two facilities offered respectively 48 and 17 beds. This is not capacity that we can lose. It's not like we have more beds for unhoused veterans than we have unhoused veterans. We've had to send some of these veterans to other states to get housing, which to me is such a failure of frankly Republicans in the state to do what they should be doing to honor our servicemen and women who have protected our freedoms for so long. Has there been any articulated reason from Republicans that you know of, Senator, for why they won't vote for the clean bill that will restore this meager $1.9 million, this drop-in-the-bucket funding for this program?
Yeah, they won't respond to our questions about our bill. But they instead sent the governor a 16-page letter blaming him for this problem. Now, what they're suggesting from the very beginning is that, well, the governor didn't push it hard enough. Well, it was in his budget. Once the budget is out of his office and in their hands, it's up to them to do this. You know, we got a 12-4 majority in the Joint Finance Committee. It's entirely up to them to be able to do that. They could have done that.
This smacks of such doublespeak, right? Republicans, if it doesn't make you a patriot to put an American flag pin on your lapel. What proves to constituents that you truly care about this country is that you support our veterans. We've seen hemming and hawing in Washington, D.C. about properly funding the VA. We've seen enormous cuts to VA services as well as facilities here in the state of Wisconsin by the Trump administration. Those will continue under the big, brutal bill as the impacts of that are felt throughout the country. Here's what I'm reading accounts that Senator Eric Wimberger, a Republican out of Oconto, has said, that Governor Evers should use funding a portion to a veterans trust fund to fill the gap or to use money that the legislature directed for other measures in the budget. He insists that Evers can just easily solve the problem by redirecting money around. This is absolute garbage, is it not, Senator Smith?
It is. They must think that that we have a governor named Trump here, because and we don't. You don't just make these things up of how to govern. They should know, and they know that once money is designated for certain things, that's where it goes. You can't just automatically shift it, and especially the governor can't do that. That is not within his jurisdiction. That is up to the legislature. Our job is to manage the funding and to move it when needed. We could do that. We could do it, but the governor can't. So that it's avoiding our own responsibility by not addressing that.
Yeah, it is. I know a wee bit about this, having worked in government for a long time myself, and it is actually illegal. Once you have appropriated and apportioned funds in our state budget process, the governor has no power to magically move some dollars from over here to over there. That's just not how government budgeting works. Senator Wimberger of Oconto knows that. So does Representative Voss. So does Senator Lemahieu. And Republicans control our legislature. The legislature has the power of the purse. Yeah. They could solve this problem. They could fully fund the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program, which is not just housing, as I understand it, though that is one of the key components of this program. Senator, tell us briefly what other services are involved in this that Republicans in this state apparently think veterans don't deserve anymore.
Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that up, Maggie, and I was hoping we could talk about this, because before housing in the program, it's recovery. It is about recovery. Yes, they need some housing as well, but it is about that absolute responsibility we have as a society to be sure that our veterans, we've put them through the worst of times, the worst things they have to see, and many of them need recovery when they get back from all sorts of things, even if it's addiction. It is our responsibility to be sure that they have that the services needed to make sure that they can live a quality life from there on. And, you know, there's a statistic out there that about 30% of homeless are veterans, and only 6% of our society serve in the services. That's just not acceptable.
It is absolutely not acceptable. This remains an issue that will continuously befuddle me. This should be an area that should be easy to have bipartisan agreement. Republicans continue to lie about the funding for the veterans recovery and housing program. We're going to continue this discussion. It's so very important with State Senator Jeff Smith. What you can do about it, and what Senator Jeff Smith is trying to do with Democrats in this state to make sure that your voice isn't drowned out by corporations and billionaires when it comes to our electoral process. That and so much more coming up next. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us, 855-752-4842.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use volunteerwisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Republicans apparently wanting to kick veterans and keep them down here in the state of Wisconsin. Got a great guest talking about Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin refusing to fund the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Before we get back to that discussion, I do want to remind everybody we are in the midst of the hour where you can be entered to win some incredible prizes during Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold multi-state text to win contest. We give away daily prizes of $200 cash or gold jewelry. And when you text in to win and be entered, you will also have a chance at winning a grand prize of two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. It's a home game on November 23rd at noon, plus a gas card to get you to the game. That's a $1,500 value. All you've got to do is download the Civic Media app for free wherever you get your apps from and text in this word right now. Got to get it in before 6 p.m., folks. The word to be entered to win this hour is bank. B-A-N-K. The word again is bank. Good luck to each and every one of you. We're joined by State Senator Jeff Smith of Senate District 31. He's been in that seat since 2019. He also served two terms in the Wisconsin State Assembly. He's from Eau Claire. We're so happy to have him with us. We've been talking about the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. To refresh everyone's recollection here, this is a housing program that helps with addiction and recovery services. They provide wraparound services and housing for veterans. Governor Evers put in $1.9 million to keep this program funded in his biennial budget. However, Republicans in the state legislature legislature stripped that money out. Democrats have now introduced a clean bill to fully fund that program. We've got an enormous budget here in the state of Wisconsin, over $100 billion. We're talking about $1.9 million. Republicans refuse to move on Democrats' proposed clean bill. I do not understand it. It is frankly shocking. And I applaud Senator Smith for trying to lead the effort to bring that funding back for this program. We've lost the senator having a bit of technical difficulties, but I also wanted to share with you, as we work to get the senator back, I also wanted to share with you a bit of legislation that Senator Smith co-proposed alongside numerous other Senate Democrats back in April of this year. Oh, there he is. He's back with us now. Thank you so much,
so Senator. Sorry.
That's okay. Those things happen. I just reminded folks about where we're at with the VHRP. Please call your state reps and senators. Tell them to move on the clean bill that Democrats have proposed. Let's get this signed. Republicans basically have been lying about this to Wisconsinites. Governor Evers can't magically move money around that's already been appropriated and apportioned. That's not how it works. Any last words that you want to say to folks in the state of Wisconsin, Senator, on the VHRP?
Well, it is really important to support our veterans. Everybody claims that they believe that, but it's time to start showing that they believe that. We put our veterans through a lot in their service, and they do it for their country and for us and for their families and communities, and we need to be sure that they're taken care of when they need us.
Couldn't agree with you more. Literally put your money where your mouth is. Otherwise, don't claim to support veterans. Senator, let's talk a little bit about the proposal back in April of this year. You and a number of Democrats in the state legislature introduced legislation to permit a constitutional amendment to be on the ballot to overturn Citizens United, which basically said money is speech and corporations are people, which every American knows is hogwash, if I may. You've been part of the vanguard talking about the rights to direct democracy for citizens here in the state of Wisconsin. We do not have the right to change our laws through direct referendum. You've been on the forefront of leading the charge to get to a nonpartisan commission for gerrymandering. Tell us why you think this is so important for Wisconsins of all party affiliations, not just Democrats, right? This is good for everybody.
It really is. Voters right now, our citizens, just don't believe they can trust government, and they don't trust their elected officials. And there's sometimes it's good reason for that, because they are not permitted to have, they don't feel like their voice is heard. They're not permitted to be able to make those decisions or help make those decisions. And it's, we really need to open that up and be accountable as elected officials, not be afraid. What are we afraid of? What are Republicans afraid of? I have to keep saying is, if they really believed in what they're doing, they would not be in favor of gerrymandering, and they would be open to direct democracy. And I can't believe anybody, including Republicans, want to spend their days begging for money and raising money so that they can run for office. And instead, that's, even the playing field for everyone, and take that. Big money out of the process.
Senator, you put it so well and so simply. If Republicans are so sure that their ideas are the right ones, then let's actually return it to a battle of ideas. And that means fair maps, competitive districts. I don't like gerrymandering that favors Democrats. I don't even like it when you have uncompetitive districts that look more like squares and not like these weird squealy lines. I like competitive districts because it makes elected officials very accountable to their constituents. That's good for everybody. And the idea of having binding referenda for the citizens of Wisconsin, direct democracy, these are things that can help restore trust in government. Senator Jeff Smith of Senate District 31, serving Chippewa, Eau Claire, and Trempealeau counties, thank you so much for spending some of your Friday afternoon with us, sir.
Thank you, Maggie. It's been my pleasure.
We come back. I've got a special message of congratulations for someone near and dear to my heart. We've got the Friday edition of Ask Maggie And of course, our statewide multi-state text to win contest continues on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's Friday on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Shali Pittman filling in for Melissa Kay. Last month, thousands of gallons of crude oil spilled when a train derailed in Dodge County. It made Civic Media's Parker Olson ask, how often do trains derail in Wisconsin and why?
In 2023, there were 27 reported derailments. The accidents are dangerous and can not only cost a lot of money, but also have the potential to spill hazardous materials. Oftentimes, these derailments happen in or close to populated areas. The National League of Cities says that two-thirds of all rail accidents happen within cities. That's because in and around those urban areas, the track has more curves and turns. That's when there's a higher chance of something going wrong.
When things go bad, they go really bad.
That's Mark Burrows, a retired locomotive engineer and the editor of the Railroad Workers United newsletter. According to him, train derailments have a few primary causes.
Inspection of the rolling stock, inspection of the tracks, the ridiculously long and heavy freight trains, and insufficient training.
Burrows also says jobs have been cut over the years, making crews smaller, all while trains get longer. Some trains are well over a mile and a half long, posing a challenge for crews that often are just an engineer and a conductor. That's an issue of its own, cuts to crew size and jobs in general. Our research found that there have been 45 derailments in Wisconsin since 2023. The cause of 21 of them is reported to be human factor, but Burrows warns that the decline in jobs, crew size, and a de-skilling of workers is a reason for many human-caused derailments. Burrows also claims that track-caused derailments can often be attributed to fewer workers who need to inspect more rail track and having less time to do it than in the past. There have been 15 track-caused derailments in Wisconsin since 2023. For Civic Media News, I'm Parker Olson.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Shali Pittman.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Imagine you were part of a hit TV show and the line from the show that fans quote when they see you involves yelling no, no in your face. That is what life has been like for former The Office showrunner Paul Lieberstein. The yelling is in reference to Lieberstein's character Toby, who returns to work much to the dismay of his adversary Michael Scott, played by Steve Carell, who shouts no, no in Toby's face. It's worth a Google. The writer-actor recently spoke at the Paley Museum about its new exhibit for The Office. During his appearance, Lieberstein mentioned the new spinoff, The Paper. He is one of the writers on the new show and said he would be open to appearing on the show as an actor if it made sense. At the moment, Oscar Nunez, who played Oscar, is the only cast member from The Office on The Paper. I've seen the pilot of The Paper, and here's my advice. Bring back all The Office characters. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine for Saturday, a high near 80. And more sun on Sunday, highs to the upper 70s. Staying dry next week, we'll see temps even warm into the 80s. It's 67 right now.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to one of the pioneers of artificial intelligence who's making sure folks understand the real risk of AI deepfakes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. As you know, when it is 5:30 on Fridays, it is time for a little game that we like to play called Ask Maggie, where you can ask me basically anything you want. But I've got a little bit of business to attend to before I get to Ask Maggie this afternoon. I'm going to call it Radio Show Host Privileges, because a really good friend of mine has retired from the Milwaukee Police Department today. And I wanted to take a moment to honor his service to our community. His name is Officer Paul Vento. Paul, I hope you're listening out there, and to everybody that's with you celebrating your retirement today, my most sincere congratulations to you, Paul. Folks that may not know Mr. Vento, he served in the U.S. Army from 1989 to 1993. He had a short stint even as a security guard in Milwaukee's Boston store. And from 1998 to 2000, he also served as a Milwaukee County Sheriff. And in the year 2000, he joined the Milwaukee Police Department, where he has served honorably for 25 years. Paul never left the beat, always wore a uniform. And he was nicknamed the Hype Man by his fellow officers for his positivity, excitement, and levity during roll call. I have referenced Paul indirectly many times on this show. I call Paul Officer Friendly because I know that if there was ever a person that I loved or cared about that it was in a position of peril or in a mental health emergency or in a moment of need, it was Paul Vento that I wanted responding, and officers just like Paul. So, Paul, I just want to say to you, thank you for making our city safer. For 25 years, MPD's better because of it. Our city's better because of it. And you are a credit to the uniform. You are such a good man, Paul, and you deserve all the recognition and congratulations for an incredible career of service to your community. You will be missed, and I hope you're having a great time. I want to share with all of you that Paul was not the only member of the Vento family to serve our community. His dad and uncle, his brother-in-law and his cousin all served our community. And I just wanted to take this opportunity to remind everybody, when we talk about public policy, when we talk about how to make our communities safer, we often talk in generalities and we often group folks together. But there are real human beings behind every policy debate, and there are really good people trying to do really good work of the highest integrity in every area of government at the federal, state, and local levels. So again, to Officer Paul Vento, thank you for your service, my friend. You have made us all safer and better, and you have made again, an incredible contribution to MPD. We're all better off for the fact that you served. I hope you have a great retirement. Well deserved, my friend. Thank you all listeners for sticking with me through that. Now, I'm going to turn it over to my senior producer, Jamie Martinson, for Friday's edition of Ask Maggie. Welcome back, Jamie.
Well, thank you so much. And I think we all need an Officer Friendly in our life.
We do, right? Everybody needs Officer Paul Vento in their lives. Absolutely.
Congratulations for an amazing career. So I don't know, Paul, but I feel like I've heard you talk about him several times. So congratulations to him and an amazing career.
And his family.
And his whole family. I was just going to say, that's incredible, because let's be realistic. Anytime you serve, whether it's police, fire, in the military, it's not just that individual serving, it's that entire family. So thank you to your contributions. I'm so glad to be here, like face to face.
I know, we're in the same room. It's amazing.
It's amazing. It is amazing. It is time for Ask Maggie. We have a few questions that we've got to, that I've prepared. And we got some serious stuff, some good stuff, some fun stuff. So we're going to mix it up. But before we get to all that, Jacob, let's roll our fun. fun intro.
It's time to get your questions answered, Wisconsin style. Welcome to Ask Maggie, a rapid-fire round from politics to pop culture. So buckle up, Buttercup. It's Ask Maggie, and we're about to take your questions at lightning speed.
All right. As I always say, I don't know about lightning speed, but we're going to do something here, right?
I try to answer in brevity.
Well,
brevity might be the soul of wit, but it's not Maggie's strong suit, by the way.
We also get off on a tangent.
I just talked
sometimes
about myself in the third person, which sounds a lot like
Tom Holman. I think we should all talk about ourselves like that. I think it makes things much more interesting in life. All right, so we're going to start with this one, and I have to ask you this one because Dave from New Berlin actually sent this in a while ago, and it's been on my, like, gotta ask it list, but then we always get off on a tangent. So yes, we're going to start with this one. Maggie, you've just lost your job at Civic Media. By the way, we're not letting that happen anytime soon. Fortunately, there are three open positions. One is rodeo clown. The second is a test pilot for Boeing. You got to love the thought Dave puts into this. The third is President Trump's press secretary. Which job does Maggie take? We're going to give her 1 minute for this one, Jacob. I can see the look on her face right now. It's awesome. 1 minute for this one, Jacob, whenever you're ready.
Okay, well, being Donald Trump's press secretary certainly sounds like being almost in a plane crash because it's Boeing, and a little bit like being a radio clown. And so I'm going to go with being Donald Trump's press secretary. I would probably last about 15 minutes at the podium, but I'd be dropping some truth bombs. Wouldn't that be fun to just, you know, get up there and let fly? I'd probably end up doxed and on some list after that performance. Yui. But very seriously, I think I'd rather be a rodeo clown. I actually worked at Cheyenne Outfitters when I was in high school for a while. And I've got some Western wear to evidence my work there. And I'm tall when I'm flat-footed. You put a cowboy hat and cowboy boots on me, I'm hitting about 6'5". You know what I'm saying? It's good fun. I love cowboy culture. I love the West.
It's fun. I have two favorite parts of that answer. First and foremost, there was a Freudian slip, I'm going to say, and you called it radio clown at first.
Oh, did I? Oh, my goodness. Yes, I put on my top hat and tap shoes every day for all of you fine listeners.
Anybody who's been doing this long enough knows that, yes, essentially you are. That's what you are, on display all the time. So that was my favorite part. Second of all, I'm trying to imagine you as President Trump's press secretary. Can you imagine the look on certain news organizations' faces when you'd get up to the podium and actually speak truth? It would be fun.
I think I would need to get some different plastic surgery type adjustments to my face, like way more filler.
Botox.
Way more filler. I'd have to go blonde. I'd need like the requisite like MAGA curls, the whole MAGA look. I'm not sure I'm quite there yet. We need to pump some Botox into the face, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, let's be realistic. South Park kind of had it right when Christy Noem got upset. I mean, if you've never seen the episode, please go watch it, even if you're not a huge South Park fan. You might be entertained. Just a little.
John Oliver and South Park right now are helping me keep my sanity.
Yes.
Because humor is an act of resistance right now. And so you've got to laugh from time to time because you'd cry your eyes out if you didn't. And if it weren't so gosh darn serious, Donald Trump is the ultimate rodeo clown.
This is true. And he has the makeup to prove it.
That's good orange pancake, sir.
That's right. That's right. I don't know what mirror he's looking in, but it needs better lighting or something once in a while. Okay, this is another good one. Speaking of late night. So this comes to us from Leah in Racine. And she says, and this is an interesting question, does the CBS decision to end Colbert look foolish now since ABC and Sinclair have backtracked? So we want your take on this. 1 minute, Jacob, when you're ready.
I think it does look really stupid. In the last hour that we've been on the air, Nexstar has also announced that they will be returning Jimmy Kimmel to the airwaves. And I think the outpouring from both the left and the right in defense of the First Amendment is the point here. And threatening FCC licenses and the extortionary threat of not approval of these mergers and things. If the biggest corporations in the world, like Disney and CBS's ownership, Paramount, if they can't stand up and say, we're not going to toss the people that have to get out there and say the words and do the things, we're not going to toss them under the bus. You know, it sends a really dangerous message. So I think it's looking very embarrassing for CBS. I mean, we can go as far back as these settlements, why they were settling this stuff. And let's be honest. I mean, CBS especially, it's less direct when you look at what's going on with the Nexstar Tegna merger. These are ABC affiliates. When you looked at the situation with Colbert and the CBS 60 Minutes settlement, that was direct, right? Like this, one of the billionaire owners of CBS stood to gain ever more billions. I think she also has been recently diagnosed with like a very aggressive form of cancer, which is terrible. But that very clearly had a nine figure dollar imperative behind it. But none of this is good. And it was so bizarre to have Pam Bondi and Donald Trump talk about like going after hate speech.
Right.
When Charlie Kirk himself he said multiple times, there's no such thing as hate speech in the United States. Right. You can say whatever you want. So we need, that is a cautionary tale, and shame on you, CBS. I loved Stephen Colbert.
Stephen Colbert is fantastic. And you got to imagine that his run is not over at some point. He's going to be picked up somewhere else.
I think the Kennedy Foundation just announced today Stephen Colbert is getting some sort of, I think it's like courage and something or other.
Which feels like a little dig. You dug up the Rose Garden, right? You brought RFK onto your staff, essentially, your administration. And it feels like a little bit of like that, we still have principles, right? You can take our name off of a building. Right. You can put this board in place of what was named for our family. You can dig up our mom's rose garden.
Well, I think the difference is, right, like this is coming from the Kennedy family directly. Right.
They so it's different.
Yep.
Yes.
So it's almost like diplomacy, right? These symbolic gestures at this really high level. I thought it was a great move for the Kennedy family to award Colbert with the thing that I cannot remember what the award is, but we'll figure it out, I'm sure. But good for you, Stephen. Good for you.
You know, and honestly, I don't side with Ted Cruz on a lot of things.
I know.
Right?
Or Rand Paul, for that matter.
It's really quite fascinating when I find myself aligning with their opinions on things. And you got to think that maybe, obviously, all of these Republicans who sided with, you know, the First Amendment, a lot of them are part of that Tea Party coalition from years ago who Constitution. But they're also looking at what happens if one day they don't run things in all phases of the government, right?
That was, I think, exactly what Ted Cruz said, right? That, you know, conservatives, if this is okay, you better watch out. Because, you know, turnabout is fair play here. Folks, that's going to have to be it for Ask Maggie. Keep those questions coming. You can always send them into askmaggie@civicmedia.us. And remember, it's Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold multi-state text to win contest. Text in this word right now to get entered to win some amazing prizes via the Civic Media app. Bank. B-A-N-K. Bank. Next up, we got Terry Barr for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin to round out your Friday afternoon. Don't go anywhere.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Free trial of 7 days. If customer does not cancel prior to the end of a trial period, fees will apply.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. Open Phone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Open Phone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to
Need to take calls on the go? Open Phone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call, so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With Open Phone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with Open Phone. Open Phone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Open Phone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try. openphone.com/try.
To everyone who feels young at heart, come treat yourself to our new cereal concrete mixers at Culver's.
For a limited time, we're blending our creamy, fresh frozen custard with your favorite cereals. Choose from chocolatey Cocoa Puffs, magical Lucky Charms, or my favorite, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Stop by Culver's or order ahead in the app or online and feel the joy in every spoonful. From Wisconsin with love.
Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome, everybody, and welcome back if you're rejoining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Friday. It is our last segment of the day, and that means it is time for What's Good, Local, and Overlooked in Wisconsin with my good friend and colleague in broadcasting, Terry Barr. Before we bring Terry on, of course, got to hit it one last time. You've got, at this exact moment, 7 minutes to text in on Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text-A-Win Contest. We give away every day $200 or gold jewelry, and we got one great big old grand prize, which is two indoor club-level tickets to Green Bay versus Minnesota on November 23rd. That's a noon game, which means you'll be back in plenty of time for Sunday supper, wherever that may be. And we're going to give you a gas card to get you back and forth to the game. It's a $1,500 value to get entered. You text in the word that I'm about to give you via the Civic Media app. If you don't have it already, shame on you. Go get it. It is free from wherever you get your apps from. Get that app and then text in this word before the clock strikes 6 o'clock this afternoon. This word right here, bank, B-A-N-K. Okay, this fun contest is going to go on all next week. We give away prizes all day long. So happy to have you with us all, and good luck to you. Terry, welcome back. Good to see you, my friend.
Oh, hi, Maggie. It's great to be back with all of you, and happy Friday to everyone. My goodness.
Yes, happy Friday.
I have a question to start this segment.
Sure.
Would you celebrate a really special birthday? Do you have something really unique or different that you might do?
Being from Wisconsin, we're going to be eating and drinking. Like, that's clearly going to be it's clearly going to be part of it. Gifts are one of my love language. My love languages. And so whenever somebody has a big occasion, I always try to think of the things that bring them like joy and love. So for example, my dad's birthday is coming up on October 1st. And since the Brewers are going to be in the playoffs again, and they have been for the last few years, I always get to bring my dad to a playoff game. And he absolutely loves baseball. So that's always my special gift from my dad. I try to think of what that person likes, you know.
That is incredible. Well, this young man that I recently spoke with, he decided, I'm turning 70 this year. What can I do to celebrate it? He has decided to run 7 5K races.
Oh, that's amazing.
Before the snow flies. So he's got 5 under his belt, 2 to go. He's running at races all across the state of Wisconsin, even though he lives in Madison. I just think it's wonderful. He's doing it. To obviously celebrate his birthday, but also to let people know he is a cancer survivor. This is his wife, a cancer survivor, 3 times. And Jacob, I know you have some audio to play. This is Gary Albrecht telling us why this means so much to him.
As I looked at age 70, I mean, it's when you're out there in these races, there's very few people who are over 70. I'm very thankful. You know, before each race, it's really reflection time of to say, you know, this is really great. I can do this. So I thought with 70, that would be that mark to me is a real benchmark. We all have friends, family who have left us or who have fought that battle through cancer. And I think it's just a great message to send out there that we need to fight back. We need to live on and we need to do for others what we can.
He has a cheering section that stands at every race as well and holds up signs reminding people about cancer research, raising awareness. And again, that's Gary Albrecht. He is a prostate cancer survivor. His wife has survived 3 different types of cancer. He just did the Badger Challenge, which is a specific race to raise some money for cancer research. But now he's going to do one at a zoo, and he hasn't picked the last one, but he said he has to because, again, he wants these done before the snow flies so he can get the word out. He's 70, and he is proud to run these 7 5Ks around Wisconsin.
That's absolutely wonderful, Terry. And I'm just going to tag on to that. One of my best friends from high school, her dad ended up with very advanced kidney disease, and her sister ended up being a match and has donated her kidney to her dad, and they're both doing extremely well. And not unlike Gary and many who run after they've recovered and been in remission from cancer, there's a group of folks that as organ donors also go out and run or do these events to bring awareness to the fact that after donation, you can do anything that you want as well. She will be hiking the Grand Canyon coming up this October. So what a beautiful coincidence, Terry, that you brought my dear friend and her family to mind. I really thank you for that. It's the Dahlgren family. They were the father Dahlgren was a longtime ophthalmologist in West Alice, and his daughter, we call her Pups, again, help donate and save her father's life. I'm so proud of them and so happy for Gary and his wife.
Me too. Maybe I should tell you, Gary was actually my high school band director.
Oh, Terry, that's amazing. I love it.
When stay in touch. And,
yeah, the circles of life. I love it all coming together. That's so amazing. What you got going on this weekend, Terry?
We, too, are going to be cheering on the Brewers. We're going to the game tomorrow.
Oh, that is amazing. A bunch of my friends are going to be going to the game tomorrow as well. The magic number for the Brewers to lock in home field advantage for the rest of the postseason is 1. They're playing Cincinnati this weekend. Go, crew, go. Thank you, Terry, for bringing a bit of bright light in these dark times to us every Friday afternoon. You can catch Terry and I talking about what's good, local, and overlooked every Friday in our last segment on on this fine program. That's going to do it for Terry and I and all of us here at Civic Media for my program. You got Pete Schwabba coming up next to ride into the weekend with some entertainment news and fun conversation. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together. Go Crew.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. ICE agents arrested the superintendent of schools in Des Moines, Iowa, saying he had a loaded gun and fled when they tried to detain him for illegally staying in the country. Interim Superintendent Matt Smith.
We understand, as we too are devastated by the news of his detainment. However, this does not stop our important work, and we will continue to provide outstanding education to the students in our community.
At least two people were arrested at a protest at an ICE facility near Chicago.
Today was meant to be a very peaceful demonstration. We've been writing these handwritten signs and tying them to the gate to send a message and signal that you are not alone. We got to the gate and they shot all three of us with pepper bullets.
The federal government could partially shut down Wednesday if a funding bill is not passed. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
4 days away from a government shutdown and Republicans are on vacation.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.